Okay, so we were at the two dots on Zion and Beis. And the Gemara says as follows. Pshita. Hu b'chelev v'heim v'avodu kochavim chayit b'fnei asmahu. D'achalukin b'tamayu v'chalukin b'karbanot. Duhu b'par v'heim b'par v'sa'ir. It's obvious that he can't combine to the Beit Din if he makes a mistaken ruling. The Kohen Gadol makes a mistaken ruling about forbidden fat. And they make one about avodah zarah, because there are different, right? These are different sins, different psukim, as Rashi says. They're different karbanot, because avodah zarah has its own karban, right? It has that extra sa'ir. D'haka ma'isi hani sa'ir v'hulo ma'isi. They bring the goat, he doesn't. V'kol shekein, and for sure, hu b'avodah kochavim behein b'chelev, if he paskin incorrectly about avodah zarah, and they paskin incorrectly about forbidden fat, the chalukin bekarbonotein legamrei. Then it's not just that they have an extra carbon that he doesn't have. This is just completely different. Dehu si'ira, because when he violates avodah zarah, so he brings a goat, the inhu par, and they bring a cow. Ella, but what about the following? Hu bechelev hamechaser akerev, the hein bechelev shaladakin. So there are different fats that are not kosher. Some that are on the innards, and some that are on, right, the like the intestines. So mahu, what's the halacha? So mi amrin afagav the karbana and shave came in the mitrei cry gaz do hapalginu b'tamayu. Do you say look? It's the same karban, but at the end of the day, these are two different psukim. O dilma shem chelav echadu. Or do you say, look, in the end of the day, it's all forbidden fat, and therefore it's conceptually the same. Imtim tilomar shem chelav echadu. And even if you say that it's one fat, what if hu bechelav hein b'damahu? What if he paskins about fat and they about blood? Mina min b'tamayu hapligan. O dilma came in the shav and regarding bazar karban azlina. And do you say, well, those are totally different yisurim? Or do you say, but yeah, in the end of the day, they can combine because it's the same karban. Teku, the Gemara leaves it standing. I see that Usher is not here live, but right, he noted we do have a lot of tekus in Hurry Out. I'm sure we've mentioned this before, but I don't actually know if we've done this year. What does teku stand for?
Let it stand.
Very good, thank you. Exactly, teku stands for that's it. Right, teku is the same as tekum in Hebrew. It's let it stand. Right, the apocryphal thing you learn, you know, in elementary school or whatever, that it's Tishbi, Yitareitz, Kushiot, Vabayot, that Eliyahu should answer all questions is not, I mean, it's a nice drasha, but it's not what the word means. Okay, so the Gemara then continues. She'ein beit in chayavin ha'cheyoru levatel miktzat v'kayim miktzat. So as we've said, Beit Din and the Kohen Gadol, they aren't liable unless they paskin to only partially uproot the Torah, but not a piece of the Torah, but not an entire law. Minolan dashiyor levatel miktzat v'kayim miktzat. Kedamrinan bidach pirkin v'ne'elam davar v'lo kol aguf. So he says, well, look at the last parak where we established this at length, that it has to be a thing, an element that was hidden from him and not the entire law. V'chein ha-mashiach minolan dechtiv l'ashmaram ha-re mashiach ketzibur. How do we know this applies for the Kohen Gadol? Because of that same gzeira shaveh, or that limud, that same connection between the Kohen Gadol and the Am. V'lo b'avodat kochavim minolan d'tan rabbanan l'fishi yotza avodat kochavim l'don ba'atzma. So on the one hand, avodah zarah has its own halachot and own karbanot. So yachol yu chayavin ala kirat mitzvah kula. So you might have thought that it's also exceptional in terms of this, namely that by avodah zarah you'd be liable even if you uproot the whole law. Nemar kan be'enei v'nemar lahalon me'enei. But we have the gzera shaveh ma lahalon bebeidin afkanami bebeidin u ma lahalon davar v'lo kol aguf afkan nami davar v'lo kol aguf. Okay. I was wrong, but the Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur is also in this week's Parsha. Another version of it, the one of Avodah Zarah, I think, is the one that appears in Shlach, and the Ramban as his conceptual analysis there, being Mechadesh, the Kal Shogigin that I mentioned earlier. But I finally started getting around to Shtei Mikra. I'm like, oh, it is here. You know, it's always hard to remember which is where. Okay, So the new Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Ein chayavin ella al helam davar im shigigat maaseh v'chein mashiach v'lo be'avodet kol chavim chayavim ella al helam davar im shigigat maaseh." So they're not liable, again, unless there's a mistaken psak and a mistaken action, and this is true both of a regular sin and of avodah zarah. Not a regular sin, a sin that you'd be chayav kares from Isa for, but meaning not avodah zarah and avodah zarah minallah. And how do we know? Tetan rabbanan yishgu, because it says, and you shall make a mistake. Yachal yuhu chayavin. Al shigat ma'aseh. So you might have thought that he's liable even just for a mistaken action. Talmud Loma Yishgu Vine'elam Davar. No, it's mistake plus and something was hidden. Ein Chayavin Ela Al Helam Davar Im Shigat Maaseh. So that's in terms of the Par Helam Davar Shad Tzibor. V'chein HaMashiach. How do I know it's true by the Kohen Gadol? Minolan Dechtiv Lashmanam Arei Mashiach Kitzibor. Because we compare the Kohen Gadol to the V'lo Ba'avodit Kochavim Ela Al Helam Davar Im Shigat Maaseh. How do you know that even by Avodah Zarah you're only liable if there's a partial violation and not a complete uprooting? Minalan de tana rabbanan lefishi yatz avodah kochavim ladon ba'atzma. So you might have thought that since avodah zarah has exceptional laws, yachol yu chayavin al shigat hamaaseh, you might have thought that maybe by avodah zarah it's so egregious that you'll have this special karban even if you make a mistake that's not related to a mistaken psak. Nemar kan meine, even nemar la alon meine. Again, the same gzereshava, mala halon, ein chayavin elo helam davar im shigat maaseh, afkan ein chayavim elo al helam davar im shigat maaseh. We compare the cases, and in both cases, you're only chayav for a psak plus an action. V'ilu mashiach, bavot gochavim, lo katani. But now, the Gemara notes that there seems not to be a special karban for the Kohen Gadol by Avodah Zarah specifically. Right? So the Am has one karban for a regular sin and one for Avodah Zarah. But we don't seem, this Mishnah seems to not think that the Kohen Gadol will bring a different sin if the sin, a different karban if the sin that he violated is Avodah Zarah. Who is that? Madin Mani, who holds that? Rebbe, that is Rebbe Detanya, because the Braisa tells us that Mashiach Vavodah Kochavim, Rebbe Omer Bishigigat Maaseh. I got that wrong. Rashi clarifies. Try that one more time. It seems like that this is only true of any sin except for Avodah Zarah, but by Avodah Zarah, it seems that he's chayv in without psak. Right, that's the chiddush. Right, that he's that just like by the Nasi, we said that his status makes it that his normal chait, even without psak, requires a special type of a karban. It seems to be that at least for Avodah Zarah, that's true for the Kohen Gadol, according to the Mishnah. Who holds that? So that is Rebbe. D'tanya Mashiach Vavod Kochavim, Rebbe on Mishigat Maaseh. Rebbe holds that all he needs is a mistaken action. Echachamim Omrim, Behelem Davar. And the Chachamim say, no, it's just like anything else, you need a mistaken psak. V'shavim, but they agree, she'b'si'ira, that the karban is a goat. V'shavim, she'ein mevi asham talui. And they agree that he doesn't bring the asham talui. Now, you could have interesting conceptual machlokot here, meaning saying that it's like every other karban, that makes sense. But to say that specifically for Avodah Zarah, the Kohen Gadol warrants a special karban, even without a mistaken psak, as opposed to every other sin, is interesting, right? You might say that maybe it could just be because of Avodah Zarah so machmir, or it could be that maybe the Kohen Gadol, in a certain sense, it's more egregious for him to violate Avodah Zarah, even without a psak, than anything else, because, as we talked about earlier, right, there are two elements of Avodah Zarah. There's the worshipping idols, and then there's the misappropriation of Avodah in the Mikdash. And the Kohen Gadol, at least that second Lumdish element, there is no greater misappropriation of Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash than the Kohen Gadol himself worshipping Avodah Zarah. So maybe that would be behind Rebbe's position. Let's see if we see if anyone says anything. I don't think anyone really weighs in on it. No one really explains it, but that's maybe what I would suggest. Okay, v'tizbira v'zidono karet v'shigato chata mikatani. Gemara said, really, you're being medayik like that? This Mishnah, this whole perek, is basically copy and pasted from the previous perek. So not every halacha got copied. So for example, it didn't clarify for you that the only thing you bring a korban for is something that, on purpose, you're chayav karet and shogi chayav chatat. Elatani ha huadin laha, right? You're supposed to figure that out. Right? We got it, right? With a little bit of repetition. We don't repeat every detail. Don't start making the yukim, the Gemara says. And he said, therefore, don't make too much of a big deal about it, right? We don't repeat every detail in every single Mishnah and every single halacha between all these prakim, because there is a lot of overlap, so don't worry about it too much. So my time at the Rebbe, what is the logic of Rebbe? Amar kra v'chiper kohen al nefesh hashogeget. The kohen shall atone on the soul which makes us sin. B'chata'ah. Bishkaga, hanefesh, by accident, the sin, hanefesh ze Moshiach, hashogeget ze nosi, b'chata'a bishkaga, what does that mean? So Rebbe Savar chet ze bishkaga ye, this sin, specifically, is even just an accident. Right, so again, it seems to be a drasha, but if I wanted to give a conceptual model, that's what I would have said. And the Rabbanan say, no, the drasha is that this karban is only brought by someone who is chayev chatas normally, even without a psak, but the Kohen Gadol is unique halachot, so it's not the case. But he's not chayiv special karban with even by avodah zarah without a psak. V'shavin shebisi irak yachid. How do we know that he brings a goat like an individual? Minolan damar kravim nevesh achat echad yachid echad nasi echad mashiach kulam bechal nefesh achat. Because at the end of the day, they are one soul, and that's where you see that as much as we think that their status has changed, they are still human beings, right? Where this is not like some sort of claim that they're completely transcendent, not godly, and not at Tzibur, right? They're not beyond being human beings. They are human beings plus, even if special human beings. Okay. Top of Chedem and Aleph. V'shavin she'ein maybe Asham Talui. They agree that he doesn't bring an Asham Talui. How do we know, right? The karban you bring when you're not sure if you sinned. Minolan dechtev v'chiper alav ha-kohen ha-shigato asher shagag. Rebbe Savar, mishakol chato bishkaga, yatzazesh ein kol chato bishkaga, ela behelem davar. So Rebbe says, it's only someone who's liable only for sins without psak, right? That there is no difference for psak, which excludes the Kohen Gadol, where certain karbanot he's only chayev if he paskins. So the Gemara says, really? Mide kolktiv. It doesn't say all. It just said ashigigato ashigashagak. It's not kol. So he says, "And no. It is as if it says that. Why? The imkay nichtov al shigigato lama li ashir shagag. Because you could have just said his accident. What is this double language? The accident that he did accidentally." Hakamash Malam, the double language teaches you that diika kol cheto bishkaga. I'll read what's in the parentheses because it makes it clearer, but whatever. Yatza Mashiach shein kol cheto bishkaga, levod kachavim lo bishar mitzvot, elam davarim shigat ma'asem. This excludes the Kohen Gadol, that, again, for Rebbe, by a regular chet, he does need a psak for his unique karban, albeit for avodah zarah, he doesn't. V'rabbanan mi shechato bishkaga, yatza Mashiach shein cheto bishkaga. The Rabbanan have a much easier time because for them, it's not that some of his sins he's chayev with a psak and some without. he's never chayiv without a psak, and therefore the drasha for them is quite easy. Right, you're only chayiv an asham if you are in the normal category of chataos. Okay, the next Mishnah. Ein beitin chayavin ad sheyoru b'davar shizdono kareid v'shigigoto chatat. V'chein ha-mashiach, the Beit Din, just like an individual, and just like the Kohen Gadol, they're not chayav for any regular sin, unless it's something for which you're chayav kareid, and if you did it on purpose. Now, I should note, it's worth making this point, we mentioned in the first perek that there are two ways of understanding why accidents require any kapara, right? One was the Rambam esque, which is you were flippant about God's word, and the other is sin incurs objective guilt. But you have to ask the question, so then why is it that you bring a karban only for sins that you're chayv karet for? So for the Rambam, it could just be, look, being flippant is not as bad as being rebellious, and being flippant on a really bad sin, so that warrants a karban, but being flippant about a regular sin, okay, you know, that's not quite as bad. But for the Ramban, it's a bit weird, meaning why would it be that if you think that the reason you bring a karban chatas is because you have an objective blemish in your soul that you need to cleanse, so why does that only apply to something for which on purpose you'd be chayav karet? So it could be that, so again, he could say the same thing, which is maybe there is a small blemish, but it's not worth a karban. Or he could say, as I once heard from my bednarsh, maybe the Ramban thinks that the sins for which you're chayav kares have metaphysical reality and affect your soul, but maybe he thinks that regular sins don't. That what makes them bad is that you rebelled against God, but they don't have that metaphysical power. And he suggested that this might explain a strange position of the Ravid, quoted by the Meiri in Avodah Zarah Samach Dalet Amud Beis, where the Gemara has three positions as to which mitzvah a Ger Toshev has to accept. Right? What the one position is that he has to accept all the mitzvot except for Nevela, because the Pasuk says explicitly that you can give Nevela to a Ger. Or what we paskin, the Sheva Mitzvot, right? Or he only has to accept Avodah Zarah. The Ravid says that what does it mean when the Mishnah says he accepts all sins, all mitzvot except for Nevela? He says it means he accepts all Isurei Kares and Misa and no Isurei Lav. So why would that be? So Rabbi Nar said, maybe what you could suggest is that Yisurei Chatas, like Yisurei Kares, have like a metaphysical reality. Yisurei Lav, you keep them because God said so. And maybe what a Ger Toshev is, according to the Ravid, is someone who refrains from violating those averos that have like a metaphysical reality that exists, whether or not you accepted them, as opposed to the Yisurei Lav, where he says, look, I'm not commanded, so I don't accept them. And maybe that's the logic, the Lumdish argument there. You know what? With that Lumdish, we get to 18 and a half minutes. So you know what? I'll pick up again with the Mishnah. We did an Amud anyway, so I'll pick up in the Mishnah then tomorrow. So you got that nice little Lumdish. That happened to me, very nice little Lumdish from Ray Bednarsh. He gave this in a Shabbos year once. When we used to do a shir, all the main lumdas in the mesechta per week, we'd come to his house on Shabbos and he would run through as many chakiras as he could get through in 2 hours or so. So when we did Avodah Zarah, that was his vart. Okay, let's stop there then. Have a good Shabbos. Yeah.